The known scientific name for the Asian elephant is Elephas maximus. Elephas means elephant, and maximus means the most or biggest. Which isn't necessarily true, because of the two main species of elephant, African and Asiatic, the African is the largest. Yes. I don't usually talk about elephants much, not too typical for me. Which is fitting, I suppose, as this is not your typical Elephas Hour episode. But what is a typical Elephas Hour episode, you ask? That's a question I hope to answer today, in this Q&A session with the host and creator of the Elephas Hour, Zachary Williams. I am your host, Fijelt. Welcome. Hello, Zachary.
Hey.
I see you're already sitting down in one of the chairs, so I'll just come over and...
you don't have to switch out of the piano seat.
I've been in people-sized chairs plenty of times. There. So, Zachary, what are we going to talk about today?
The Elephas Hour.
I see. Well, would you like to introduce yourself, or do you think people have a pretty good idea of who you are?
Well, I was thinking, what about you?
Me?
I mean, people who've started listening are just... they're just listening for the first time. They don't know you. I mean, all they know is just your name, Fijelt.
They probably think I'm short. Fat, climbing into the chair. I'm just a short, canid-like guy from the city of Sploo. Don't know if you've been. I was a former secretary to a judge for a couple of years, stamping things, filing things. I really wanted to be a voice actor, but they said my ears got in the way of the mics.
Why would that be a problem? I think your ears are all kind of off to the side.
Well, the people I auditioned for have different mics than the ones we're using now. Those were on either side of my head. I couldn't turn my head to talk to either one. I just had to talk straight ahead.
Those don't sound like mics. They weren't headphones?
They were mics. Now, I don't do much. I'm still looking for work, but I suppose there's this interview.
Yeah.
For no money.
Well, that's something I hope to rectify. We'll talk about that.
Anyway, what is this Elephas Hour thing that is to be explained?
And I don't know. I've talked about it a lot.
But that's why we're here, isn't it? To talk about the Elephas Hour. I'm interviewing you about the Elephas Hour.
Yeah, but I was just figuring we'd talk about it. Just talk about my plans, stuff for the future. You know.
Could have just put an article about it then, along with an episode. But since this is an episode, or at least in place of an actual episode,
right?
I do have questions about that, but there's more towards the end.
But what if people don't want to skip all the way towards the end?
They might find something interesting in between. You used to put timestamps where the actual drama in your radio drama podcast started, but for your most recent ones, you haven't. Do you want people to hear all of your voice in the intros with no escape?
No, that's not it. I think I just didn't get around to it. I just didn't bother checking.
Well, that's not terribly good.
I know, but when I'm done with an episode, I usually I'm usually recording the next one the next day, and
so you can't be bothered with a timestamp.
Well, no one's bothered me.
Can you take us through the process of creating a basic episode, possibly?
Well, I usually give myself a 3-week schedule for production, because I designate each week for a particular aspect of production in an episode. The first week is dedicated to recording my voice, recording the script I've written on my computer, and either editing those separate tracks that week or next week.
And at the moment, you provide all the voices for the characters in the stories in your episodes, correct?
Yep. Easier to pay, which isn't anything currently, and easier to critique in performance. The second week is reserved for sound, either the sound I physically create, which is usually movement of characters, walking, interacting with objects, or other characters. And it's either that week or the second week I add all of the ambient or necessary sounds that I can't reproduce by myself, like a beach or a desert. The third week is reserved for music. First, I'll do an initial score, which I'll lay down as a piano tracks on my keyboard, which I'll play back later, which when I record the actual music using a keyboard.
Do you write down any compositions, or do you just play the notes for the mic to catch?
I'll write actual notes down. I don't really know how to write music or orchestrate, and then I record the intros and outros and edit it all down.
When do you release the dramas? Every 3 weeks, right?
I've tried to release them every third Tuesday, but I think I should make an official announcement and say that I've switched it to either Tuesday or Wednesday for a release date. Either Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Yeah.
I see. Now, can we talk about your ideas for stories? One of the interesting things is your story lineups are a good deal... It's random, to say the least. One week you're doing a modern-day intercity drama about a girl in spray paint cans, and then after it's a 70s sci-fi adventure, not to mention some biblical adaptation tossed in.
Yeah, there isn't a particular reason that the lineups are so random so far. I just like the idea of a completely new story every so often with a completely new feel and setting. But I try to thread it all together with the main idea of choices. Any story with characters has those characters make a choice that usually propels the rest of the story.
Isn't that just the main conflict of a story?
Well, a major conflict isn't always the result of a choice. An impending storm on a farm isn't something the characters choose.
Unless they control the weather.
I actually kind of want to explore that, but yeah, choices... people make their decisions, what they do with what they're given.
But, like we said, that's basic storytelling. Your drama selections have not been that too much.
Well, that works for an audio drama. Audio drama podcast.
Most listeners, if they listen to a podcast, or more specifically an audio drama podcast, have a consistent series, something to come back to. Are you going to do something like that? Is this going to be a consistent series? Are you saving that for the end, too? I mean, no one knows how long this interview is going to be. The end could be 24 minutes. 3 seconds. Okay, no.
I'm sorry.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask. Are you still... you coined what you're doing as oral, that is A-U-R-A-L... Cinema. Cinema for the ears. Do you still stand by that term?
Well, until I think of something better for cinema. I mean, does that implies sight, right? Well, anyway, yeah, I wanted to create a cinema-like experience. A movie for the ears, as it were.
Well, how about experiencing some of that oral cinema now? Here is an excerpt from the first episode of The Elephas Hour, Work of Mercy.
The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. There once was a prophet who lived in an older time, when Assyria was still a major power in the world. He did not come from there, and would swear vehemently to that fact if the question was raised. He didn't have. There was no doubt of that truth. But still, the prophet wandered there, by his own choice. He wanders there now. The prophet wanders in the wilderness. He wanders across the sun-baked land. The rocks shine, dry as they are. So does the brown, crisp grass. Shivering ever so delicately. Both change. In patches. Just not in looks. Nothing he can see is constant out here. But the sun. That's there. It's impossible not to see it. Feel it. Not here in the midday. There's light. Light. Almost everywhere. Violent. Harsh. Too bright. It's too bright out here. Even when you close your eyes. The heat. Everything reflects the heat back up to you. And the sun. Greedy orb. But some people worship it. Probably some around here. The prophet can guess soundly. Even here in this fierce space. The sun is everywhere. Except in the shade. There are groves here. But the prophet will not go to them. The prophet will wander out here. He will wander. Though he thirsts, his mouth holds little water, and that in his body is pouring off of him, staining his clothes. There must be something he can do. There must be some place he can drink. And there is. That's a well.
A few steps away near that grove. I'm saved. Saved even out here.
Very interesting.
Did you notice the sun?
What sun?
The heat from the sun.
I heard the description and the prophet person struggling someplace. You mean the hissing?
Well, I was trying to create the illusion of an audible sun. The prophet, aka Jonah, is in a place of extreme heat with the sun doing much of the work. Well, at least in his mind. So I wanted listeners to experience a sort of audible expression of the sun with a combination of sound effects for a sizzling, pulsing effect, and with the music.
Oh, I see. It's an adaptation of the Book of Jonah from the Bible, right? You've done two adaptations so far, both from the Bible.
Yeah, but I definitely plan to expand my repertoire, including the next drama coming up, which I might do a teaser for.
Can we hear it?
Not now.
So why attempt these stories in particular?
I've always wanted to adapt stuff, and the Bible has had an extremely important impact on my life, growing up and now. But reading it and watching other people adapt it, I realized that, being a Christian, I didn't think twice about the choices and thoughts behind the people in those accounts, except for these sort of ideas already placed in mind of what they meant and how they connected. And to someone who might admire these accounts or not, or didn't believe what I believed, I never thought how they might see them. Why would someone who claimed to be the Son of God be interested in saving humanity and giving his words to people who wouldn't understand or fit his words to their interpretation? Why wouldn't a messenger who's been told to deliver a warning to a people who, if relieved from their bad behavior, would immediately start attacking his? Those were themes and questions that I, and hopefully other people, were interested in.
The latter was the theme for Work of Mercy, right?
Yeah, that mercy has two sides. Mercy to one person could mean condemnation to another. That's what I wanted my audience to think about.
So, I suppose the correct way to express that in a drama is through the script, but you'd want sound, too.
Yeah, I wanted a sort of poetic element, through the sound and music to weave together, from the heat and sun, like I said, to the scenes underwater, and later, in the temporary cool of the night, back to the heat again, back in the same spots as in the beginning. I want it to be subtle in places where I could, and maybe not so subtle in other places, in sound and in storytelling. One of the elements, spoilers for Work of Mercy, by the way.
No.
There's a woman that Jonah meets at a well, who is a fellow Hebrew like him, who is implied to be a sort of captive to a high-ranking enemy of their people. She advocates mercy.
It's too much.
Jonah doesn't believe in mercy for those people, and the woman's son hears him, and it makes kind of an innocent song, implying that the Hebrews are the only ones worthy of mercy. And so at the end, the woman's back at the well, and the son's at home, singing the song, and some enemy soldiers appear, but the boy's still singing. He stops, drops the drum, desert winds blow.
Oh no!
Spoiler's done, you can come back.
Too late.
I was trying to have a subtle thread.
I see. But there's a story where you're not that subtle. The reactionary bastard. Let's hear a little bit.
Not too bad. You can keep up a good pace, I must say.
You owe me a lot now.
Turn? What?
Blast! What? It's ahead of us now. What's he doing?
What was that?
He's got explosives after all.
Split!
What is he dropping?
We're still alive. Stay ahead of him. Hopefully our group will follow us. I get the feeling he's not going to chase after us anymore. We might have distracted long enough. Another?
No, look. Smoke's coming out of the engines. Maybe a shot? Or the fuel ran out?
Belt, stop!
What?
Stop! That's a bloody steep hill to go down. Into a clearing. Land in the grass. Were we near a barn?
I'd hope so. That was near the river. I was just hoping for shelter if need be.
Think nursing's required here?
If you crashed into the side of a barn on an aircraft, possibly.
I'll try and find an easier pathway down.
Teresa, there was no point in me being here. Admit it.
I'll see you down there.
Exciting.
The idea for that story was mixing up a sort of staid story of English villagers called up for a community service, mixed with a sort of a 50s serial adventure. It's pretty simplistic in terms of story.
With lots of talking.
And one of the things I've noticed about my style is that I have a tendency to either write either really long scenes with talking, with spots of action and stuff, or I'll do a montage where they'll utilize those things and more, just really short scenes. Neither is particularly fun to score.
Was this one? The reactionary bastard, I mean.
That one was more orchestral in its score and a good deal more regimented. With Work of Mercy, I allowed myself to do stuff that was a bit more experimental.
So experimenting's more fun?
Sort of, yeah. Especially since I'm not a composer anyway. I will write down certain themes and emotions that I feel like fits to the story. I came up with a few for reactionary, like this one.
Oh, right, the piano again.
For the main characters that are recruited for the mission, I wanted something that sounded a bit British, very upbeat, ready to go. And for the guy they're pursuing, this this prone to anger guy, kind of golden boy, I wanted something a little more upper class, almost melancholy. So those are just two themes for that story.
You do like doing dramas based in England, where they just involve British characters.
Yeah, I've never been, but I really like British culture, British television. I do hope to go there someday.
And since you're the only performer, the only voice actor of these dramas, you voice both male and female characters in them.
Right, I think I've got a pretty adaptable voice, and my normal voice is a little bit high anyway.
How do you choose what story you're going to put out on the podcast?
Up until this point, it's just been stories that I'd like to tell, and characters and motivations I'd like to explore.
Hence the randomness.
Well,
I thought we could make, like, a game in creating a sort of comparison chart, maybe a checklist of things you touch on in your stories. So take Work of Mercy. You had a biblical adaptation with a vaguely self-righteous protagonist who was instructed to place doom and gloom on his country's enemies with the fear that said doom would be lifted if they changed, temporarily anyway, and turn on his country.
Yeah.
In Reactionary Bastard, you sort of have the same character, except he's an object of the plot, and the two protagonists of that story have to go find him.
Well, yeah, I guess I can't tell you who's the protagonist.
The ladies are along for the ride. One thinks they're making things worse by finding the volatile human MacGuffin, while the other just wants to have a good time finding him, but ends up becoming the positive moral compass. Kind of like the male guard in The Beautiful Things, the fix-it lady friend in The Three Promises, and nobody in the house called Winter. Yes, about that. Sometimes you have two or three characters become the focal focuses of the story.
Focal focuses?
People whose decisions and initial goals at the beginning of the story shift slightly near the end. I don't think any of them are true protagonists.
I can write up true protagonist.
Also, you like some sort of almost physical conflict near the end. Case in point, the explosion in Reactionary, the fight in The Beautiful, almost drowning in House, the escape in Emberando.
You know, what was that about true protagonists?
There's only been, let's see, Jonah, Nora from The Beautiful Things, Yeshua from self-titled. What I've noticed is that unless they're sharing the plot with someone, they have a very undefined, ambiguous ending.
I like ambiguity anyway.
Is that to make a point?
No. Sometimes, but not really.
So, it's random and ambiguous.
Well, the random layering of stories is going to change.
Oh. Any follow-ups?
I've got your follow-up.
Who is this?
The one protagonist you didn't list, Mr. Fidget... Flint... whatever.
Mandy?
Yeah, it's me.
I thought you were off flying back to New York.
I can come up to your home studio anytime I like. Plus, you never answer my calls.
I like texting.
Nobody texts in an audio drama. Is he gonna be the mascot? He doesn't look anything like an elephant.
I just got here.
I thought I was in the lead.
You don't look like an elephant either. You look like a human being.
There probably won't be a mascot.
There should be. How are you going to make enough cash for my follow-up?
I don't need cash right now. Oh, right. Single audio drama man who still lives with his parents.
Should I come back later?
You can't afford me any good montages. One doesn't have music, and the other one
is pretty good. Let's play it.
Hey, jeez. Okay, no, one. Locations list. Someone at the same records.
This isn't really the place for knowledge about coming attractions.
Do I have to make an appointment or something?
No, you... Look, I can give you a list of possible venues to contact. There's also a separate office for entertainment affairs. You got any other questions?
What kind of coffee does your machine make?
Screen. Does it sound like it being active? This is a century-old deity.
Yes or no?
Not here.
Stop. At least you didn't delve into my mind like you did in, all right, this scene.
And now, the halftime show for Roman Greebly versus your very own Ned the Plinth West. Please give it up for your halftime speed painting entertainment, Mandy Amaretto.
Hey, that's me. That's me. Let me in. Sweat everywhere. Hey, Detroit. Yeah, you too. Let's see. Need a base. Blue. Outline in white.
What are you doing?
That's gonna be the hard hitters you saw and drooled over. So that, there we go. Shoot. Never mind. Let's see. That's a rock, right? So the guy has the rock in his hands. Rock is on his foot. But then... No, that's... Oh, screw it. Both fall. Both fall down.
What the... What is that? What?
Ta-da!
Rock falling on the guy who crushes... Wait, is... No one's... No one's winning?
Who cares?
You can't do that!
You can get away with that, maybe, in a Bible story.
Account.
Be quiet.
Our whole professional relationship started with you painting a spray mural of Jesus, you know.
I thought we decided that wasn't canon.
That's how you started out.
And you started out just deciding to tell stories this way... for what?
Why are you doing this? That was one of my questions for Zachary. Why start an audio drama podcast?
I think the simplest answer is just... stories are powerful. And I think if you're listening to something that... You have to use your imagination to create your imagination to create the landscapes and characters in your mind while simultaneously helping you think in an unexpected but it creates a lot of thought in places you may not have wanted to go or chose to go, to start conversations, to make you listen to it again. That's what I want to create.
Well then, I suppose we'll have to see where it goes from here.
With my follow-up.
Maybe. But remember what I said about next year in terms of structure? I'm planning to divide it into three main parts based on seasons. In the spring, starting in January, I'll be focusing on more original stories, kind of one-off ones, stories I wholly created. Summer will be dedicated to adaptations and not just biblical ones. Fall and winter, I'll try to put out some new series I'm developing. So a little more expected structure.
And that's all free content?
Yeah, but I am looking into making patron-only content that listeners who want to financially support me can receive some more cool content just for them. That may include...
me?
I think it's me.
Maybe both. I'm still looking into it. Listeners should keep an eye out for updates here and currently on Twitter at the Elephas, at Elephas, the capital E and T, or type the Elephas Hour in the search engine.
Interesting. Well, thank you for that. This has been an informative interview. Thank you.
Can you at least close this out with my theme?
Okay. Let me just... this should have words to it.
How about just like a... how about a rock suite? Can we hire an orchestra?
Maybe if we get enough money. If someone's brave enough to comment that they're in charge of an orchestra. Wait. One more thing.
What?
Tune in 3 weeks for the next episode of the Elephas Hour. Wait.
What?
There really is one more thing.
Hey! You're going to a town with no rules?
Only that one little place hidden in mist? From the Elephas Hour. Welcome to the place you've dreamed of!
Did you hear about the cases of the missing boys from the villages?
No homework.
Probably the most successful man in Italy.
No rules.
Don't be unwise.
And no one to stop you. The Coachman. Coming soon.